Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your inspiration and your motivation here by the precious words of Jesus. I must preach the kingdom of God because that is the reason I came. And thank you, Lord, that we can understand you can't preach or share or talk about or experience something that you are not in and you're not busy with. And it's not your reality. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you called us out of darkness, out of the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of your love, so that we can see and hear and partake of the kingdom blessings that have been put out for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 4, verse 42 to 44. When daybreak arrived, Jesus went to a deserted place. The crowds were looking for him. When they found him, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the good news of God's kingdom in other cities too, for this is why I was sent. So he continued preaching in the Judean synagogues.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this purpose we were called, and for this purpose you predestined us in Christ, in the kingdom, in love. And so we thank you, Father God, that we realize, Father God, as we look to you on a daily basis, you open up the very plan and the purpose, and you awaken our heart to your newness, kingdom realities, new every day. So we thank you, Lord, that we have been translated out of the kingdom, the darkness, into your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for your word says we have come to the kingdom, and then in coming to the kingdom, we've come to the Father, we come to the church of the firstborn. Thank you, Lord, that's our portion, and our portion in the church of the firstborn, in the body of Christ, in the vine, is the purpose that you've laid out for our name written in heaven, Lord. So we thank you. We thank you as we understand we've got all the kingdom realities. And we need to abide, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached unto the end, and then the end will come. So I thank you, Lord. Thank you for the beauty of knowing we are citizens. Amen. You have restored the place that we lost. And in your home, there's many dwellings in your kingdom. And thank you, Lord, that the boundary lines have fallen for us in pleasant places. And thank you, Lord, that you lead us like you preach the kingdom. And I thank you, Lord, that we understand when we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, everything is in the kingdom. Jesus is in the kingdom. The Father is in the kingdom. Our place in the church of the firstborn is found in the kingdom. And I thank you, Lord, that this kingdom is you are ruling and reigning to extend this kingdom totally on this earth as it is in heaven. So I thank you, Jesus, for guiding us daily, keeping us in the light, keeping us developing on schedule, walking in your footsteps. Thank you for the wonderful promise that not only will we preach the gospel, but we can only but preach about what we see and hear. Out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth can speak, because you are near and you are working in us to will and to do. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.